Says many airlines are afraid fuel prices will drive up fares so much that they're no longer competitive. Chicago area transit agencies got their funding boost earlier this year. Now downstate transit operators are waiting for their share of the deal, as Mike Ree reports.
It was part of the legislation that created a sales tax hike in the Chicago region to help fund mass transit. Lawmakers promised more than $20 million to transit agencies outside of Chicago and the collar counties. Linda Podesky is executive director of the Illinois Public Transportation Association. She says its member agencies have been operating under the assumption they will receive more funds.
What many of the folks did, instead of cutting service, they just maintained their status quo, which will put many of them in deficit spending.
Podesky says Governor Rod Blagojevich's office has the ultimate say on the matter. A spokesperson from his office deferred to the state's Department of Transportation, and a spokesperson there says it's working diligently to release the funds. I'm Mike Reed.
Governor Rod Blagojevich says the state is granting more than $2.8 million to health departments around the state for preventative measures against the spread of mosquito-borne West Nile virus. The money will be used for surveillance measures and mosquito control. In announcing the grants yesterday, Blagojevich noted that in 2007, Illinois' Department of Public Health received 101 confirmed reports of people infected with West Nile virus. Four of those people died. The cases were reported from all regions of the state. The main thrust of the new funding will be surveillance measures, primarily the collection and testing of mosquitoes and birds for the presence of the virus. Local agencies may also spend the money on mosquito eradication and public information efforts. U.S. Representative Bobby Rush is undergoing several post-operative treatments while recovering from his March surgery to remove a cancerous tumor from a salivary gland. In a statement, the Chicago Democrat says he'll continue the treatments through mid-June. After that, Rush says he expects to fully return to his congressional duties. The 61-year-old says he remains a candidate for re-election in the November general election. Illinois State University officials are saving all sorts of items inside the Normal campus's oldest dorms before they tear the buildings down this summer. They hope they'll find users for everything from mattresses to doorknobs, now in Walker and Dunbarton halls. They say that items will be used on campus, donated to nonprofit agencies that serve the needy, or offered to other institutions. Already, the St. Anthony Outreach Missionary, a program of St. Mary's Catholic Church in Bloomington, is receiving more than 2,200 mattresses. There are also plans to distribute other items to a Catholic nun's medical clinic and school in Central America, and to a charity helping Iraqi and Afghan war refugees now living in Kentucky. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And at 6:35, Mike Sola joins us for an in-depth look at the weather. And welcome back, Mike, after a little time off.
Thank you, Jay, and thank you for covering that 5 o'clock hour for me.
Oh, yeah, you got it. I know when the schedule changes, you know, and you're probably still under the painkillers from...
A little bit. I had a procedure done on my shoulder.
I'm recovering
very well, but this morning the phone rang a little after 5, and I expected it to be Strother Martin saying, "What we have here is a failure to communicate."
Instead, it was Kyle Mabry, our able technical director, calling and saying, "Where are you?"
"Hey, buddy, you're on the schedule for today."
thanks for getting up and dragging in, and sounded pretty chipper now. So
yeah, I feel pretty good.
Yeah,
and not a bad weekend. A little bit. Yesterday was a little bit funny. The sun would be out and you'd get a little bit warm, then the clouds would come back in, and I swear it dropped 15 degrees, or it felt like a 15 degree drop on the skin. And the breeze was a little bit strong yesterday, so you'd go from a little bit warm to a little bit cool in about 5 seconds flat yesterday. Today, we will start out with, again, a mostly sunny sky across, well, mainly eastern Illinois and all of Indiana. There is a fair bit of cloud cover along the Mississippi River with scattered showers, mainly west of the Mississippi. It does look like a couple spots of rain maybe forming just to the north of St. Louis and around the Jerseyville area. And there may be a few drops of rain coming down in the Quad Cities area, but again, the The radar detected precipitation that I'm pretty certain that is reaching the ground is still all west of the Mississippi River. We will continue to see clouds on the increase across Illinois today. Indiana, mainly sunny this morning and then starting to get into more cloud cover this afternoon. And a little weak disturbance will roll through. We'll start to see some more scattered showers, a few thunderstorms develop. We're not expecting any severe weather. In fact, only a few thunderstorms are expected across Illinois and Indiana as we work through the afternoon today. But then a quiet week, generally speaking. Temperatures will be still below average for most of the week, but by the weekend, we expect to see a warm-up that will put us to or maybe even a little bit above the average high temperature, which by the weekend, actually, we're at 77 for an average high today and tomorrow. Then we drop back to an average high of 76 all the way through the 26th of the month before we shoot back to 77 and 78 degrees. So while the average high temperature drops a degree, we will be gaining temperature all or gaining heat all week. And by this weekend, we're looking at temperatures that especially across the southern portion of Illinois and Indiana will be a little bit more reminiscent of summer as temperature.